It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Yes. Welcome to another episode of Animation. The squad is back. Make sure y'all tune in on YouTube every week because Brennan makes hilarious faces when we power up.
His face is ridiculous. And
y'all got to see it, man, to enjoy it. You have to see it to enjoy it, so make sure y'all tune in. You know we do an animation podcast. We debate. We do one-off. We talk our shit. We go at each other, man. And we do animation reviews. That's who we do every goddamn week, every episode. All right?
Everyone.
Go ahead and drop your shit, Ice.
Guys, today and every day that you listen to this podcast, just know, just know in your hearts of hearts that you are listening to the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
I mean, the people that bought in. If the people buy in, we buy in. So that matters.
That's all that matters.
Buying in matters.
You know what's funny? Somebody gives like a timestamp on a YouTube, and it's like every 45 seconds or so. It's not like, you know how people give timestamps, right? 5 minutes, they start talking about this. 20 minutes, talking about this. They do a timestamp with the letters of how great the greatest anime podcast is.
The acronym, yeah.
Which is long as fuck, and it looked like... It's like it wouldn't be good on merch. Like, we would just have to spell it all out. Like, we can't do the abbreviation because it just looks funky.
Man, yeah. I like it.
But that's it funny. Sounds great, goddammit.
Yeah, man. So this week, man, we're going to talk about an anime called Fog Hill, The Five Elements. And, this is actually, they don't even call it an anime.
They call it dog what? Dog something with a D.
It's called like... It's definitely something with a D. Like that. Yeah, it's called Dangua. I'm probably saying that.
Yeah, Dangua.
But But they're probably pressing it as an anime right now because you know that's what we know it. That's what we know as anime. So mm-hmm. if you put like, it as that, we're gonna be like, what the fuck is Dangua?
Would y'all be like, if you created this, would you stand on it? Like, no, this is Dangua. This is not anime. Like. Or would you be like?
What are you trying to get? If you're trying to get people on, you want people to probably view it as an anime. If you say Don Go, they're gonna be like, they're just gonna probably they might brush over it. To be honest,
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not. I didn't really look into this, but Don Go is that like that's like Chinese equivalent? Because this is a Chinese made show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, Fog Hill, The Five Elements. There's not a lot. The factual actuals are coming by Kenan Baker, as they try to say it's called the Waxual Actuals.
Waxual Actuals.
I'm so sorry to everybody that's used to my factual actuals.
Brennan, I don't think would have found much on this shit either.
Brennan, but I need a rating after this.
Okay.
I don't care what it's. I don't look if you don't if you're here and you couldn't and you didn't do it. I don't want to hear shit from you. I don't want to hear nothing.
Hey, look, man, I wasn't planning to do a review of your factual actuals, but I have been requested to do so. So I mean, who am I to say no?
Whatever.
The people want this because this show's like fucking Jason Bourne trying to find information on this show on the internet. Bro, there's nothing.
This is very very difficult to find information on. But let's go through what I did find. The director is Hoon Lin. All right, I think I pronounced that right. Hoon Lin. He's also the creator of another thing called Sui Ching Ying Xing. And I'm butchering these names. Guing Yun Zhao Yuan.
I mean, that's on par for Brennan.
That's on par for Brennan, yeah.
Yeah. We're on brand so far. We're on brand
you're
so
good,
far.
You're good. Yeah, you're doing
all right
right now.
yeah, he's working on it through Samsara Studios, I believe it's called Samsara Studios. He actually designed all the action of the Fog Hill Elements himself. Like he designed all the characters himself.
Okay.
And what's cool, the opening theme song, he actually performed himself too.
No kidding. That's pretty good theme song.
The opening and the theme song of the show is high quality. There's no question.
Absolutely. The director already did this himself, which is like just super dope. I couldn't find
impressive.
I don't know if he's done a whole bunch of other stuff. I couldn't find the writer of this anime. It's very difficult I was looking for stuff. But they're also in cahoots, and the co-production company is Nice Boat Animation. They've done a couple of things. They've done a Dong Hoon, whatever it's called, for their anime style is called a thing called Eden. That's coming out, I think, May 2021. They have something called White Cat Legend. It came out April 10th. It's kind of like a 12 episode thing.
It's the sequel to Dog Nigga.
Wow. Can't even say nothing to that either, because that's a real anime. So
that's a real anime, or real at least manga, anyways.
Man.
And it's not actually a sequel to that. And then they also have one called Dahufa. And Dahufa actually is, I guess, Nice Boat's what they've actually got some little recognition for. They were nominated for Best Animation Feature, Best Film, and they got Best Director. The Best Director for that was Bu Safan. He got nominated for Best Director and Best Screenwriter. So they got a little bit of something up their belts, but not a whole bunch. The studio for Samsara is very, very, very small, about 5 to 10 people. That's why the series is mad delayed. They can't keep putting out stuff because, I mean, for what they did for that many people, goddamn. Yeah. Like, the visual of this is fucking amazing.
This had to take them like 5 years to make.
Bro, it had to take, yeah.
You know how long it took them to make it? Did it say?
I couldn't find that out. I didn't see that. I know that it was supposed to release in 2019, and it didn't. And it'll get a release this year. I know it's slated actually for 8 episodes for the first season. I mean, 8 episodes for the first season. But, I mean,
is this an effort to do any type of crowdfunding? Like, are they trying to get more money or anything like that?
I think with the money, but also just being so short-staffed, it's going to take however long it's going to take. I mean, that's pretty much the actuals that I could really find on it. It was, like I said, it was delayed. They're trying their best to get the next episodes out. I think episode 4 might come out sometime later this year to early next year.
Okay.
To be honest, hopefully they get all 8 episodes out, and we can see what's going from there, man. I'm excited about this. It looks super, super dope. I hope they can buckle down and get the rest of it done. But yeah, I couldn't find a writer. I couldn't find much else about this. They got this shit locked. There's a little bit of stuff known that's out there about it.
Brennan, what are you giving that?
Well, I would say, so first of all, the rating, Kenan did pretty good. I'd say that he did a good job of covering the basics. This is a good foundational review. One of the things that I like to pride myself on is like taking it a step further and like falling into a rabbit hole of something. And just saying like, okay, cool, I found out the actuals, but then I also, this led me to something else. And then you guys know how I normally do that. So I give Kenan a solid B on that because he did everything. He did his job. He did what he was supposed to do.
Gotta give it out of 9,000. 9,000.
Out of 9,000.
I'm not a letter grade.
7,100.
That's pretty good.
What did we give his week cap? What was that? Out of 9,000?
Man, that was low.
I don't care. I don't care what you guys gave it. I care. It only matters really what Rob gives it. Rob? I don't remember what Rob gave it. Rob took his coffee really, really slow.
Yeah, and doesn't
want to answer. I don't give a fuck what Rob says either.
No, you just said it. Come on, Rob. What you got?
What we give is week cap.
I'm gonna give it a 4,000.
What?
I'm gonna give the week cap a 4,000. Because I honestly listened to that, and you guys were definitely interjecting all over the place. I feel like I gotta give Ice some props because I remember on that too. Like every time, even Brennan was just like, "What's that dude's name?" And it was always Ray. The name was always Ray.
Yeah.
It was Ray every time. It got to the point where I was just like, "It's Ray," and I haven't seen the show, so.
I tried to help my mans out as much as I could. He helped him out there.
4,000 for 20 minutes to prepare for that.
That's, I mean, if we're putting it on a curve, which I think we should, you know, like, I'm definitely going to give, I'm going to bump that up to a C, you know, somewhere what, along the line.
What does your prep time look like, to give us a behind the scenes this exclusive? Like, what did your prep time look like on average? I guess for both of y'all, for your actual factuals, and then Rob, for your recaps, what did your prep time look like?
Brendan, what about your factual actuals? Why don't you end with that?
Oh, I'll go with that. So for me, it's normally about, I would say normally about an hour and a half, because like I'll learn about everything, but then I'll just start like going off into like other internet holes and just like learning stuff. Like even for example, like while Keenan was doing that, I looked up some stuff and found out that this actually took 3 years to make these first three episodes.
Damn, 3 years.
Yeah, so it took 3 years to make it, which is crazy, but it's what he said, 6 main staff and 3 interns to do it. Like it took, there's 9 people making this, which is insane, because one of the things like for me, one of the things I wanted to look into was actually the frame rate of the show, and the reason I say that is because I was watching it with my girlfriend last night, and you know, she was like, oh, this must be Japanese, this must be another one of your Japanese shows. I was like, no, this is Chinese. And she's like, how can you tell the difference? I was like, you know, honestly, I've never really watched other Chinese anime, but I can tell that this just looks and feels different. But one of the things I'm noticing is that you can't see all of the elements of the action. It's not as sharp, it's not as precise. It's more like flowy type of animation, because like there will just be a moment where something will happen and you know what happened because you just like get little images of it. Like, you know, when the fire guy, you know, picked up the, like the log and threw it at the guy, but you only get frames of it. Whereas in like if this happened on Demon Slayer or something like that, you see the whole thing wrap around it. You know, like you'll see all the little details happen as something happens, where this one is like some amazing shit was happening with really good art. But I feel like they purposely, probably because of their small staff, were missing key frames on purpose. So that's kind of why I was just like, yo, did they either miss key frames on purpose, or is this at a lower frame rate than what we normally are used to watching? Because our eyes are normally used to watching 24 frames a second or 30 frames a second if you're international. And so if we're watching this at 18 frames a second, then we're going to be active. It's going to feel different, like it moves faster. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just less frames to get information from. So it's either faster or slower, depending on what the frames do and how spread apart the action is between them. And I just watching this, I felt the frames were really spread apart, especially on the heavy action parts. But it still was dope. I'm not taking anything away from it. It was really dope and very stylistic. But that was something that I found really interesting that I want to dig into. And that's kind of what I probably would have dug into. In this, if I would have had time to do it. And I probably would have dug into, like, you know, like there's the 5 elements: fire, water, earth, wood, and metal. I would have looked into the element of metal.
I got all that too, but I was gonna kind of see if it was gonna be covered in the what's it called?
So normally with my factual synopsis, I just go into all my shit, and then Rob will he'll cut parts of his short that I don't talk about, that I do talk about normally. So if I talk about those elements, then Rob will be like, okay, Brennan mentioned this, but just to recap, and like that's normally how you do, right, Rob?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm stopped. I can go on because I'm reading as I'm talking to you.
So an hour and a half.
Yeah. And I'm done talking for this episode.
He clearly, because in my head I was like, damn, Keenan was pretty on point, like with what Brennan did, and then Brennan nicely came in and was like, no, he's not even close to what I bring to the table.
I gave him a good score. Keenan did a good job. Like, I have no hate in my heart for what Keenan just did. I really appreciate it. Keenan hooked me up. I called Keenan 3 hours ago. I was like, Keenan, I can't do this. I'm still not home yet. Like, I barely even got to watch the show. Can you help me out? And Keenan had my back. So I got no shit to talk for Keenan.
And I didn't use that 3 hours to prep. I had other shit I had to do still.
So. Rob? Yeah.
No, I would say it usually depends. I mean, it depends on how much we're watching, because I'll usually basically go back through the episodes. I usually watch what we watch at least twice. So, you know, anywhere from like 2 hours, 2.5, depending on if we watch like 4 to 5 episodes. Because like I won't watch like the whole episode every moment of it. But, you know, I'll watch and be like, okay, right. And then I'll stop and I'll write for a while and pause it. And then be like, all right, I kind of don't remember exactly what happens next. And then kind of fast forward to that, watch a little bit to make sure I get it. If it's a cool scene, I'll probably just watch the scene. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'd say, you know, it takes me about 2 hours.
And what's been the most brutal recap you've ever had?
What did we just do that was 7 fucking episodes? That was ridiculous. Was that Death Note? Oh, that was insane. Yeah. We also did 8 episodes once on Demon Slayer, and that was nuts. Those have been the two that were. I was definitely getting tired of Shield Hero 5 episodes. It was so nice to only have 3, You know, yeah. And yeah. We're about to get into the synopsis. You'll see here. I mean, for this only being three episodes, like, it's pretty dense information and story-wise.
Also, Brendan and I kind of talked about it a little bit also. The subtitles on this shit was...
Oh, garbage.
Bad.
The worst subtitles I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, me too.
Off. Yeah. And I don't know if it's the people's
fault. Some of them
were
just like one frame of the title, like literally like blink. Like.
And I pride myself on being a fast reader. And I was still like, wait, what the fuck? What's going on here?
I didn't want to say anything. I was like, maybe I'm stupid. Not at all. And I was going to see if somebody going to say something. When Brendan called me earlier, he's like, man, yeah, the subtitles. I was like, was it just me?
He really had relief in his voice. He was just like, oh my God, thank you. Like, I thought I was stupid. I was like, nah, bro, man, that was rough.
No, man.
That shit was crazy, wild. Bro.
It was tough, and like that. That's kind of what added time for me this week. Was just like, you know, I kind of did have to watch it again sometimes. And be like, what the hell? Like, who are these people to each other? And like, I even found like a breakdown of like the characters and who they are. That was, I think, still written by somebody who English was a second language for, but so much better than whoever wrote the subtitles for this. Yeah. So I feel like I got a pretty good play by play of what happened here and who everybody is to each other. But it took some research. It definitely did, because these subtitles were lacking.
All right, well, let's get into Bob Hill, the Five Elements, the Rob recap.
What you got,
Let's Rob? Get into it. All right, so episode one. This episode starts with a young man named Yu Juan opening some ornate gateway marked with a yin-yang. So he's there with his aunt Lin and a young woman named Yuan Shu who are cowering behind him, you know, in fear of this gate. And as it opens, this demon Kirin emerges and asks what Yu Juan wants. And he tells him basically he's here to take something from him, and a fight ensues. But turns out Yu Juan is not really just some everyday guy, you know, fighting a demon. He's got some pretty potent, like, firebending abilities, basically. But as powerful as he is, he's still no match for Kirin. And he's getting thrown around like a rag doll, even after powering up and, like, wreathing himself in a bunch of flames. I mean, dude looks good, but he's getting whooped. But luckily for him...
Every time he powered up, I was like, oh, he's gonna get him now! Like, oh, no.
No. But luckily for him, some other element bender types show up and help him out, you know, freezing him in ice, basically, to stop his trajectory across whatever, like, hellscape he was in. But while the fighters are distracted, Lin, his aunt, sees a small demon that looks very similar to Kirin escaping out of the gateway and running off. So the other elemental fighters want to close the gate, but Yu Juan needs something first, possibly a cure for Lin, who seems to have a really nasty cough during this whole scene, and continues the fight. But Kirin puts him down and grabs Lin and Yuan Shu, who calls out to her brother, the waterbender, to help out. But even he's powerless against Kirin. He's just overpowering all these guys. And he's even got this crazy dragon form now with these people wrapped up in his tail. And as the gate's closing, he's just like, hey, your careless opening of this gate caused my son to get loose. And I'm basically taking your family members captive. These are going to be my hostages. Find my son and return him to me, and I'll give you your family back. So from there, we pick up sometime later. Another young woman named An cheerily makes some deliveries around her small, quiet village, saying hello to her family as she goes. We meet her grandmother briefly, as well as a couple of her uncles, who mostly are basically referred to by their birth numbers. Here we meet the sixth and seventh uncle. And we overhear them talking, the uncles, about how they're taking this miracle medicine that the village produces, and it makes them feel better than they have in years. You know, we see soon that An is helping to deliver this medicine and arrives where her father and the third brother work at this pharmacy. Her father is the third brother, but he works there with one of the other brothers, the fifth brother. And we see that, you know, she's excitable, clumsy, and she bumps into her dad, causing him to drop a jar of this medicine. And he tells her, like, it just lost all its potency. Like, you need to, like, basically calm down. And, you know, she's as clumsy as she is. She's dutiful. She wants to help out her grandmother, ask for permission. He's like, yeah, you can do that. But first, you're about to replace what you broke. So you're going to go out on this, like, little job for me. You're going to pick up a delivery, and you're going to pick up some jars for me to replace what you just broke, and hands her a bag of money. So she heads off, and we see three cloaked figures kind of making their way through the woods, moving quickly and quietly until they see An, and they approach her and ask her where the nearest village is. But they're creepy as fuck. Like, she gets weird vibes from these dudes. They look like they're all wrapped up, like mummified, and something weird is underneath them. And so she gives them bad directions before running off, but she falls down a hill and finds herself basically stopping up against this large shrine marked with an entrance saying it's the entrance to Fog Hill. But before she gets any answers, she gets scared by this nearby duck and just absolutely hurls this thing by the fucking neck, which I thought was super funny.
So funny.
Hilarious.
chucks this thing into a nearby pond where she spots a bathing Yuzhuan, who's still scarred from his fight with Kieran, we can see. And they have this awkward, meet-cute thing we see in anime where, you know, she's embarrassed that he's naked. She falls in the water, and he ends up saving the duck from falling in, but not her.
Which was hilarious also.
Yeah. But, you know, he's a practical man. This is his duck, you know? Elsewhere, An's dad, the third brother, gets a letter from their leader, the first brother, you know, asking them for more medicine. And he commands the sixth and seventh brothers, hey, go down there, go get it, go make some of that medicine. Which they do begrudgingly, heading down into this dark secret chamber that we don't really see where they ultimately go. So there's something going on with that. But An and Yuzhuan are, you know, they're talking, you know, that they're out of the water. He introduces himself. He's pretending to be basically a simple duck farmer, you know, not really mentioning anything about his fire powers at this point. But he says he knows the woods really well. He can lead her to where she's supposed to go, you know, pick up your dad's order. On the way, she asks about Fog Hill, and he kind of gives us some back, you know, story here, some explanation that this is the realm where the demons are sealed away and to keep the humans safe. And the entrances are guarded by the five elemental axes to keep the balance, which are the people that we all saw fighting at the beginning. But he keeps the fact that he's one of them to himself. But he does say, you know, the fire axis is the best one. But they do make it to the old man's place. An picks up her dad's order, and she notices there's a ton of these jars around and asks, you know, who's made them? And she finds out it's actually Yuzhuan. But interestingly enough, like, all of them are kind of marked with imperfections. You know, he's still dealing with, clearly, the guilt of letting his family get captured. And before she can really, you know, process all of this, Yuzhuan's like, yo, let's get home. It's dark. It's going to get dangerous out here. So back at the village, sixth and seventh brother are heading up from, you know, retrieving the medicine when they hear the alarm bell ringing. They run to the wall to see the three mysterious figures from the woods waiting outside, and several of the villagers are already, you know, struck down.
Smacked up.
They're bleeding out on the bridge. It's bad. They need the potion, you know, Goblin Slayer style.
Potion.
give him the potion. but with little hesitation, sixth brother leaps off the wall, just like, dives in to fight one of these two dudes. He's got his like, he's got his two short swords. And he goes into it, but he's very outclassed quickly. But he gets some help from the fifth brother, who joins with his spear, and he's also much more skilled. Also a G. He even gets a blow on one of these dudes. You know, wounds him. Also G. It's that while this fight is happening, that An and Yuzhuan arrive at the village, and, you know, recognizing the danger, Yuzhuan is just like, yo, say that. You don't want to get involved in this. But the fifth brother, like I said, you know, he's much more skilled and actually turns into a 2-on-1, but he's not skilled enough to do that. And he's getting put back on his heels. He gets wounded a couple times, manages to stab one of these things in the back of the head. But even with that, he's not strong enough to get through their armor or even through their skulls. He like stabs into the back of their head, and it's too much. The seventh brother joins in at this point. He's got a couple. He turns his abacus into a bow, shooting a bunch of fire grenades, which are effective until he gets hit by literally one of them and is just like, ah, like immediately.
Yeah. He's not.
Why is the arrow catch so fucking weak in everything, bro?
They're always trash.
Like they're all part of the arrows.
That's why they're the arrow dudes. Like, I ain't about to go hand to hand. Like, I'm going to stand back here.
But at least if you make something, you need to make sure you're immune to it. That's my right? whole thing. Like, make sure you're at least like, all right, I got acid grenades. I need to be acid proof. Like, fire grenades, fireproof. But he just was like, damn.
Ah! Just one of them. But one of the attackers runs up to finish the fifth brother. But Yuzhuan joins in the action, stops the attack, and kills off two of these monsters just
easy.
Immediately.
Yeah,
stomping on one's neck. Grabs another one by the throat, burns him up.
That was reveals a dope animation.
Mustanged his ass.
Yo, burned the. He grabbed it by his throat and was just like, "This."
That was some endeavor.
I don't know
shit
if
right
you've
there.
Ever heard of a Kato before, but
yeah,
it happened too quick to be Kato.
You're right.
Yeah, that was some endeavor shit. What does Endeavor's move again?
Prominence burn.
Oh yeah, but we see in this as he burns up this other one, it's like a bird creature underneath. This isn't a man. This is some kind of monster thing. And funny enough, it's then that the duck even speaks up. You know, jumps on the bridge and is just like asking the demons why they broke the truce. And you know, Yuzhuan challenges the last one to the fight.
That duck pulled up like he was had the smoke. Yo, I'm like, okay.
I
got this, bro. Got smacked the ass in the air in the water. You see?
Boom.
It showed a little booty hole, too. Puckered up.
The duck is hilarious, bro.
I thought he was about to do an ass attack. I'm like, all right, let's go.
I thought the duck was going to do something. The duck was, he was like, bloop.
He didn't even come back.
out of here. I thought that was going to be...
There's so many people in this anime that that come with the smoke like they act like it, and they have not backed it up.
No. No, there's still people that... They got to go back to the drawing board, a few of them. But second episode starts up with a break from the action. We meet a couple brothers. One of them is this... You know, dutiful young kid, Yudan, trying to protect his family's food stores while the older brother's away. He's protecting it from the other meddlesome kids in the village who are stealing it. But soon his older brother, Yu King, returns, and we see they've got a really strong, genuine bond. But while they have a nice moment sharing some sour fruit, they hear a nearby explosion in the village and, you know, run off to see what's happening. Back at the bridge, third brother and An are getting, you know, brothers 5, 6, and 7 carted off to safety, while Yuzhuan is, you know, staring daggers at the demon. Duck gets knocked off the bridge, and it's like, you know, it's just down to these last two. The village is, you know, everybody is, you know, gathering to figure out what to do next, including the brothers that we met earlier. While, you know, Yuzhuan and this demon, like, they get involved in this huge destructive battle, like, right off the bat, and they seem pretty evenly matched until Yuzhuan, like, lands this huge hit, launches this demon up, like, through the wall, and this thing, like, just takes off. And at first, I'm like, I think that's it. I'm like, oh, okay. He beat that dude so bad, like, he decided to just take off. But as the village is having this, you know, third brother's trying to get all these panicked people, like, together, like, yo, let's get the guns, let's fight this thing, the demon lands right behind him, and it's just like, where are you hiding it? And the guy's trying to play dumb, he's trying to play stupid, I don't know what you're talking about. Yuzhuan shows up to continue the fight, but, and he seems like he's got this dude dead to rights, but, you know, classic bad guy move. You put some of the villagers in danger. He goes to protect him, gets wounded, and he's taking a moment to heal himself. And while he's taking this moment, this demon, this is where he really stretches his wings out. He basically explains he's the demon of wrath, you know, is asking, you know, Yuzhuan, are these people even worth protecting? Do you even know why I'm here? You know, he's saying, and Yuzhuan is just like, hey, my job is to kill demons. It's not to, like, you know, do account for what these people are doing. So you're a demon, I'm here, like, we're here to fight. And basically the demon's just like, all right, well, I'm going to show you these humans true colors, and activates this magic that anybody that's had this miracle medicine just turns into these, like, demonic rage monsters, including the sixth brother. And the rest of most of them, he just saps up for their strength immediately, just turning them all to fucking dust, like Thanos style, going completely white, like turning into this, like, monstrous angelic
perfect
form.
Sale.
Yeah, he goes perfect cell mode for sure. And the villagers are just, like, watching in horror. An's grandmother is even there just saying, like, our village is sinned. This is the price we pay for all this. And he walks right up to her and uses some kind of magic to steal the knowledge that he needs. You know, she points off to the direction of what he's looking for, and he takes off. And Yuzhuan finishes up his healing. You know, his skin goes completely black. His hair turns into flame. He puts this, like, dope-looking mask on, and he's off after him. Like, he's off like a shot. An holds her grandmother as she starts to die out, and her grandmother's telling her, like, hey, just get out of here. Like, there's no fixing what we did here. Meanwhile, the sixth brother continues to transform, killing all these other villagers and even attacking his own son against his will.
Yeah.
Yu King, the older brother from earlier, intervenes, trying to save, you know, the sixth brother's son, but he gets stabbed and trapped against the wall, and thinking he's going to die, he tells Yu Dan, like, get out of here, but little brother just can't leave and attacks the sixth brother, but he's mortally wounded and does almost no damage. Horrified with what he's done, in a moment of clarity, the sixth brother is just like, Yu King, you gotta kill me while you still can. And he does. He grabs a sharp piece of wood that, you know, had broken off when his brother attacked him, shoves it right through his throat, holds his younger brother as he drifts away, and, you know, feeds him some more of the sour fruit that he just brought home. Elsewhere, the fight between Yuzhuan and the Wrath Demon rages on as they trade blows, and the upper hand switches back and forth. But finally, Yuzhuan punches this demon with such force that basically his heart explodes. Give him the five-finger, like, death punch. And, you know, he falls to the ground dying. And as he does, one of his feathers steals some of the medicine and runs off, while also telling Yuzhuan to get, you know, you have to get the real truth behind this village. And though the third brother is protesting, Yuzhuan heads into their secret chamber where the medicine is being made to find that the source of their miraculous cure-all is, bum, 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 Kieran's lost demon child that he's been searching for. And enraged that the humans would do this, break the truce, and defile the sanctity of the gods and demons, he takes the baby Kieran and, you know, leaves the village, mercifully not killing the third brother as he leaves, as he's, like, grabbing at his robes after him. He's just, like, you know, gives him a little, like, into the fire, and he's just like, don't touch me.
I would light your ass up, boy.
Don't even ask at this point. he walks off.
Your ass.
Yeah, he walks off. The Wrath Demon uses his last breath to say, you know, the rest of the demons are going to come looking for that kid, and these humans are going to pay for their sins. The final episode, we start with a flashback of the village where everyone was sick with the plague, and we see An, along with some of the other villagers, capturing the baby Kieran, but a rock strikes An, and her dream ends. You know, maybe why she doesn't remember any of this. She wakes up. Her father, who is healing nearby, and she tells him, you know, fifth and seventh brother, they made it all right, but sixth brother, he's a goner. The village is picking up after itself after this disastrous fight, and, you know, wonders what to do with the demon's body. But soon enough, the mysterious first brother arrives and uses some weird magic, basically, to just completely absorb the demon into his veins. You know, some weird stuff going on there. Elsewhere, Yu King is mourning his young brother, and though he's sad when the village boys return the food they stole, we see his sadness is quickly turning into a rage and an urge for revenge. I'm sure it's not the last we've seen of this guy. With her father now awake, An gets the exposition dump that, you know, several years ago the village was hit with a devastating plague. She was too sick, which is why she doesn't remember it, or so he says. He doesn't mention the rock. But they discovered that, you know, the baby Kieran's scales in their well, and anybody who drank out of that well was just completely cured of the disease. So they decided to capture it and, you know, harvest it for medicine. Why wouldn't you, I guess? Which is why the demon attacked. And she's shocked to hear this. But shortly after, first brother arrives with second brother, along with a couple, you know, bodyguards. All of them look fucking weird. Yeah. You know, have their faces all painted up and, you know, kind of looking not quite human. And first brother even mentions something about, you know, growing used to these, quote unquote, new bodies. He asked third brother, you know, what happened, but even after hearing everything, he's like, we got to get the demon back, especially, you know, if the other demons are going to find out about this. An says, like, she wants to find out more about this. Wants more answers to what's happening. She volunteers that, you know, hey, I know Yu Zhuan. We met. We had a good friendly rapport. I could probably find him, you know, maybe get him back. And the first brother's like, hey, that sounds great. Basically gets one of his bodyguards, this woman, Ziki, and is just like, you two go find the fire axis and go solve this problem.
We'll be here in a minute.
Yeah. Leave a trail. He says leave a trail. Somewhere off, far off, the Wrath Demon's feather delivers the evidence of the demon child to two other demons, the Demon of Greed and the Demon of Insanity, who become enraged that they basically honored the truce and stayed imprisoned while clearly the humans have broken it. And they vow to, you know, return to their former glory. And when they do, they'll return Kieran, his child, you know, they'll be granted with their freedom, and then they can just kill off all the other five elemental axes who imprisoned them. So they dispatch some of their minions to go retrieve the child for them, and their agitated power sends this wave of energy that lets all the other elemental axes fighters, including Yu Zhuan, that, you know, hey, trouble is coming. And that's where we end this little mini season of three episodes.
Yeah, this is the first few episodes. Hopefully, like you said, they do finish and do all eight of them. Thank you, Rob, for the Rob recap.
Rob.
Such a good job.
All right, let's go into these questions.
I have, from Rob's recap, whenever you give me an opportunity, I don't need it now. I just have one extra, one question that can replace any of my questions.
Okay, I mean, you can text it to me.
Okay,
cool. Well, I
can't. My phone's... okay,
oh,
cool.
Put it in the chat.
On your computer. You might be on your computer.
I got it.
Your text. Yeah, so all right, let's go with a quick first question then. What did you think about the animation on this show? And do you like the style? And what is your overall? What about the overall quality, Rob?
I had a real roller coaster with the animation on this show. I got to tell you, at first I was not impressed. Like, honestly, the first few frames reminded me of like Newgrounds Flash animation. And honestly, whenever there was like dialogue, I was like, even when like what's her face, An was like running around the village at first, it just looked awkward. It looked very like, I was kind of like, really, this is it? Like, this is what the show's gonna look like? And then we got to the fight on the bridge, and I was like, oh shit, like this just went to another level. To hear that they were doing like, you know, only nine people, it made much more sense to me. You know, I was kind of just like, okay, I can see why. I felt like they clearly put all their time and effort into these fight scenes, and that really came through. But it kind of made me wonder, like, how much can you give a show that's animated leeway for, you know, it felt like when Brennan brought up the frame rates, when they were talking, like the lip flap seemed really off to me. You know, just the way the quality of the animation just kind of felt a little off. But then when they got into, like, the different styles, you know, in the fight, I thought, you know, clearly they put all of their effort there. And for I thought that really shined through. So it won me over by the end, but it definitely felt like, it really was like watching something power up to like a Super Saiyan level, then go back to base form when they were just trying to deliver story and dialogue.
Yeah, I first seen this. Somebody sent me the bridge scene first, like way before I even suggested this, and I was just like the animation on this. I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? I'm all in. And so I see exactly what you're saying though, Rob. Isn't that okay? Do you think that's okay in the sense of like the dialogue and have less animation and not be as good animation wise? Because that's not what we're necessarily focused on when it comes to the big part of animation. Because mm-hmm. that's how I feel. I wasn't tripping on the animation being, I guess, lower quality when it came to dialogue and then super, super high quality and craziness when it came to the action. So, I mean, for me, I was impressed when it got to the action for sure. I loved it. I thought it was some of the better animation that I've seen this year, to be honest. Some of them, not the best, but some of the better animation that I've seen this year. Brennan?
I actually understand exactly where Rob was coming from, because that's, like you said, I was looking into the frame rate to figure out what was going on. And then even when you get to like some of like the transitional scenes and the talking scenes, it felt like they had the characters like on sliders in the with the background that they did. It feels like they hand-painted the background and then had like sliders for the characters so they could move in and out of the scene, so they didn't have to repaint or redo the whole scene. It's like you could see it. I don't want to call it laziness, but like the tricking of how they're like showing the movement in the scene without actually having to redraw every one of these frames. It was very obvious to me that I was just like, okay, very little effort was put into this part, because they knew that this part just needed to happen to get us to the next fight scene. Fight scenes go hard. There's no question about it. I do, like I said, I do think the drop frames is something that would, I think if they got a real budget with a real crew and said, hey, let's take these exact scenes and then let's redo them, kind of like Dragon Ball Z Kai, you know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, it's still the same exact fight scene, but we added more frames, we made it HD. Like, I feel like this will be up there with some of the best animation that's ever been made. I think that it's still very, very good. I think it was done very creatively. Some of the transitions that we saw, like when one of the brothers took off his jacket and he spun it, and then like it took up the whole entire frame, and then that just transitioned to like somebody, like the girl and the fire dude off in the corner. I was just like, yo, that was one of the best transitions I've seen in anything. And so like the use of the animation was really creative and really well done. The quality of it was good. Even on elements of it were great. And I just see it like almost there, but like they just need a real budget. And I think that they could be banging with the top, with the best.
Nice.
This anime or Donghu, whatever it is, it gave me like Nintendo vibes. To where it's like a Switch or like any big console that Nintendo has made, they never try to compete with the PlayStations and the Xboxes as far as graphic capabilities. They just give you really great games with okay animation or okay graphics. So I think this anime was kind of like that. It was like, hey, we don't have the budget that a Madhouse has. Like, we don't have all of these things that, you know, a 20, 50, 100 person team, but we're going to give you great content. And great fight scenes, and you're going to get what you came for. And I think that was really what it was. It's like, yeah, they had the frame rate dips, and they had the tricking of the animation, but it didn't deteriorate or deter from, like, what they were trying to do. And I watching it, it was all right. I was cool with it. Like, I had no gripes about it. I enjoyed it. Even the non-action scenes, I think when her face would change with different things, I thought that was really silly. And some things you can't do with, you know, great animation like that. Like the more specifically, like when she would, like the humorous parts, I think they really played into the fact that they don't have that high animation, and it made it cool. Like I liked it all around. Even before the fight scenes, I really enjoyed it.
Okay, next question. Bird chess to bird chess. Who do you have in a fight? The Filolio Queen or the bird in this in Fog Hill Elements? For me, this is kind of tough,
funny,
actually.
It's a funny question.
I think the Filolio Queen, I think she's just so big and strong. It's going to be problems. I when I was watching this, I was just so awed at first, and I was going to say the bird in Fog Hill, but I don't know. I think The Floatio Queens is too big and strong, and it's going to, and it's fast too at that. It's not just big and strong. It might just give it away. It might end it pretty quickly, to be honest. But I don't know in a sense of how long the fight will go, but I do think it'll be a great ass fight scene. I give the slight edge to the Floatio Queen. Brennan?
I'm going to go, well, first of all, the first question is this pre or post, like, sucking up all those spirits? Is, like, he the bird or the actual, like, white version, that's white dude version of himself? Too. That's the real question.
I guess the white, we can go the white version of himself.
I'm going to go with the white version of himself. I think if it was his previous version, then I would have said the Floatio Queen for sure. But I think the white version of himself was pretty intense. And like I said, it's super close. But I'm going to take him just because of the hands that, like, the people he's fighting. We still haven't seen the Floatio Queen challenged by anybody, but there hasn't,
Is it very true?
Yeah, we haven't seen any, like, we don't know what her power level is. We have no idea. All we know is that, you know, our Floatio can't deal with her, but that's not a big surprise. We know that she killed that T-Rex like it was nothing, that our entire main team couldn't even scratch for the most part. Yeah. And we know that she can kill all the four heroes without any effort. But we also know she's not more powerful than all four of those heroes are when they're supposed to be the way that they are. And I don't think any of those four heroes are giving any of the hands to this dude when he turns white.
Hell no.
Exactly. So
the way he fights, no way.
So for me, I'm going to go with the character in the Fog Hill show and say that. Not by a lot. I think the Floatio Queen's going to put up a good fight. But big, you know, big thing, being a big presence can be a positive or a detriment in a fight. And I'd say this one is probably a detriment.
But she can also shrink down to her girl self.
I just don't see, I don't see the W coming from her.
Yeah.
I feel that. Ice.
Same. I don't see the Fog Hill bird wins. Honestly, I don't think it's even that close as y'all say it is. I think it's a ass whooping, to be honest, just from a power scale perspective. Just they can't take anything that they've seen. Even with the Raid Demon Shield, all of that shit, nobody in that whole anime, Pope, Glass, anybody can handle what, you know, the competition. I don't even see them beating the guys on the bridge, honestly. So I think the bird wipes the floor with the Floatio Queen. And just that attack alone, that the when he had that big ass red like spirit thing, and that alone shuts everything down. Definitely the Floatio Queen will lose.
I mean, I have Floatio Queen against bird for bird, but now with the white, I'll change my answer, but go ahead, Rob.
It's hard to say because I feel like we haven't seen Floatio Queen go all out. You know what I mean? I don't feel like we've seen her be challenged where we saw this guy give 110% of what he had. And, like, you know, we've seen, like, everything that this guy's got. We haven't seen that with the Floatio Queen. So I'm just going to go on my gut. I'm actually going to go with the Floatio Queen on this. If only because, like, I think you're right. None of the other heroes can fuck with this dude. And, like, when she fought Philo, it wasn't close. Like, Philo got, like, a scratch in, you know, with a desperate gamble. And even then, she was, like, she was dancing around her. Like, you know, like we said, on a show that, like, it was felt kind of grounded and, like the power level scale, at least at this point, was very much just, like, people kind of fighting sword and shield, maybe a few, like, pieces of magic here and there. Victoria was beating up Philo like she was fucking Frieza against Krillin. Like, it wasn't close. And so I kind of feel like, I think it would be closer than that. I think Victoria is deceptively strong. I think, you know, I agree that, like, you know, being in the bigger bird form might not be as big of an advantage as we might think. But I don't know. I think it would be close. I'm going with Victoria, if only because I feel like she's still got levels that we haven't seen yet.
Do you fault the third brother for using the young demon to cure his village? Ice?
Yeah, I think in the way that he did it, I think initially, if you take care of your people, then from then on, it's kind of like what Keenan was saying. It's like, I wouldn't necessarily go to the extent of worshiping it, but I would be like, hey, like, we need you. Can we work out something? I know you're a demon, but, like, I don't know what this conversation looks like. You helped us initially. Obviously, you know, we're going to keep needing help. Can we just keep some scales? Just, you know, can we grab some off of you? But it would be like a mutual decision. But just to have him locked.
Bottles.
Huh?
Say a couple of bottles.
There's a couple bottles on deck. Like, you know, let's figure this out. Like, can we do something? Can there be like a, you just come around every once a month and we pay something? I don't know. Is it a, can we have a subscription service? I don't know. Like, figure something out. I do fault him for going about it the way that he did for that length of time and just having him in a cage and locked up like that. Like was shackled in a cage. So it's like, you don't have no chance of getting out. And it's the, it looks like the method in which they take the scales is very, very brutal.
It looks bad. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, I do fault him for that because I understand the initial drop in the water, taking care of your people, but to the extent that he did, out of control.
Right.
100%. I blame the third brother. I think, you know, to a bigger extent, the first and second brother are probably also responsible because they're the ones, like, the third brother got a letter from the first brother being like, hey, we need more of that. And the, I think it was the sixth brother at the time was just like, we've been trying to get a lot from this thing, you know, with the hindsight of what we know about what they were doing. They clearly were overusing this thing. Yeah. They clearly were driving it to a point where it was in pain and suffering. And the sixth brother was kind of just like, I feel like we need to let him know, like, we need to basically tell first brother no. And third brother said, go down there and fucking get it. Do not make me repeat myself, basically. So, yeah, dude was an asshole and had it coming. Like, clearly they had a fucking miracle. They got a fucking miracle, and then they just tried to bottle it, you know? Like, yeah. They went around about it the whole wrong way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's, like, that goes back to the Brennan's question. I don't think they're trying to chance it. They're looking at it for themselves. They're selfish people. They're like, yo, this is about us. And we gotta survive in this bitch. So we gotta drain this motherfucker out. We're gonna drain him out. Brennan?
I mean, I don't really feel like I have anything to add to that. I pretty much agree with what you guys said, what Rob said specifically. Yeah. I don't really have anything to add to it. I don't know how to say it better than he did.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I agree. I think he could have. In human nature, that's what you're gonna end up doing to save your own people. Next question. This is a fun one. So based on what you've seen from this anime, or Doongong, I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong. Do you think any of the benders from Avatar will be able to hack it in this show? Who would you sub and think they would have a chance? Rob.
All right. I don't know. Honestly, like, obviously, I think we're dealing with a crazy power scale. Like, I just finished up watching Avatar, so that's probably why this was on my mind. I'm watching a little bit of Korra right now. And, like, I'm watching this dude thinking, like, Zuko can't do this. Zuko does not have anything on this dude. So I was a big fan of Toph. Toph was one of my favorites. So, I mean, I think she definitely, like, she could, you know, maybe. But I think at the end of the day, like, I think I have to come about it a different way. So my pick of putting somebody in that I think, like, might have a chance because they can kind of come about it at a sideways angle is actually Katara, because she has a water bending. She's got a little bit of healing. But on top of that, she could do the blood bending, which, you know, as you see in the beginning of Korra, is like fucking crazy powerful and like can be. I mean, I don't know if these demons have blood in their system. I don't know. Like, that might be a whole other like asterisk. But like, as far as what we've seen with this water guy can do, she can do that and she can do the blood bending thing, which is just a completely different like level that you can go to with this.
Brennan,
that's a really good question. It's funny because I immediately went to blood bending as well because I was just like, there's nothing else really. Because the thing, you think metal bending, it's like, okay, well, that's one of the fire axis. I mean, one of the axis powers is metal. And he's doing more than a metal bender can do. And so I'm like, all right, bloodbending is the only real answer they have. I'd say on a full moon, like, maybe Katara in her prime could keep up with one of these guys. Whatever his name was from Legend of Korra. But in all honesty, I'd say, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, maybe one of the lightning benders from the fire bending people. I just see them being like, oh, like a big startup. You know what I'm saying? Like a big, like, boom, I'm going to hit you with everything I got. And then they're like, oh, that was cute. And then just like light them up. You know, like, I don't, unless they're able to overpower with the blood bending specifically, I don't see how. And one thing I always wondered, actually, and this is a little tiny side note, is with earth bending, the highest level is metal bending. With fire bending, the highest level is lightning bending. With water bending, the highest level was blood bending. What was it with air bending?
Fucking, I don't know, man.
They never gave it one.
Good question.
Yeah, that's what I'll say. What happens when you have the highest level of air? You know, it's like for me, it's like it would be lightning as well, you know, because you can create friction or create the static energy thing, maybe. Mm-hmm. Or a tornado, I guess. Like, or I don't know, hurricane. But either way.
Breath bending. Like maybe you take the air out of somebody's lungs or something like that.
Okay.
That's, I don't know.
You could do that. Like remove all the air from a space and just like. But you know, that's not the nature of air, though. Like if there's more air around you, then it just it rushes in this to fill the space. Like air can't be taken out unless you create an actual vacuum, which only it can be in an enclosed space. But either way.
Which fire wouldn't have a chance if that happened.
Yeah.
No, fire would have, nobody would have a chance. If you took all the air out of a space, like it's the you can especially if you catch somebody on an exhale, like they got a few seconds. You know what I'm saying? Like so
you motherfucker.
Right. So no, I don't think anybody stands a chance.
I haven't finished Avatar, but from what I've got through, yeah, I don't see it being close either. From what I've seen from this. I just think they came out the gate. And there's no games being played. This ain't no child's play, bro. They're coming to kill, and they're amazing in this. So I can only go off what I've seen. I'm only like halfway through, and yeah, it's not. From what I've seen, it's not going to happen. Ice.
Yeah, I'm the same with Kenan. I've never finished it, but the bits and pieces that I've seen of Avatar, they don't have a chance. Because to I guess Ra's point about the Filolio Queen, like we still don't know what powers these element guys have. Like, we've seen a couple of them, but we don't see the height of all of theirs. So we've seen everything that Avatar has to offer. And like I said, from what I've seen, they don't stand a chance in hell.
Okay. I feel like the rest of Brendan's questions, like, yeah, I don't know.
Trash question. I have another question then. What was your favorite moment in the fights from the show?
That was actually a question that I had, but
Keenan's question.
I have another question. Anyways, I had multiple questions lined up, so I'll give you that. Go ahead,
Anthony. Let's do it.
My favorite moment was when the fire element was fighting the bird on top of the water, and he grabbed like he does like the Hulk thing where he like grabs him by the beak and just like throwing him around and then hits him in the chest and like messes him up. I was just like, that to me was hilarious because he just gave him so many hands. He was like, it's like all the neck, and you just see like the bird's like, like just taking it, and then he grabs him by the beak and then just hulks him around and then hits him with a fire fist to the chest and just sends him off. I was just like, that would have hurt. I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rob.
I think my favorite part of the fight was actually like kind of their last little section after they had, both of them are kind of in their strongest form at that point, and they're just kind of going back and forth, and you can see like the momentum swinging back and forth. Like you see the peacock dude, like, you know, getting a bunch of hits in, and it looks like, you know, the fire dude's on the ropes, and he like, you know, goes up another level and then comes back and throws him around, you know, just kind of seeing those guys go back and forth and just enjoying the animation. That was really probably the best for me, like right before the end, right before it gets into the final blows.
Yeah. I mean, I'll have to agree. I think you guys hit it perfectly. Those are my favorite parts. And I just sat back and enjoyed the animation. That's what I did. I sat back and enjoyed the fight scenes. Just like, this gave me a lot of fight. And you know, I'm an action guy for three episodes.
Oh, we know.
I mean, shit, be honest with you. Episode one gave me a lot. I was like, shit. Okay. This is a good amount. So I just sat back and enjoyed it, to be honest.
Yeah, I like the final blows. That was my favorite part, just when he made that big ass fucking arrow or whatever the hell and threw it down and in. Just the animation of it, of how he had it, he took it in the chest and then like opened it up and then punched him back through the heart. Like that shit was just, that whole sequence of animation and fighting was just top notch, and it was really dope.
All right, what elements are you most excited to see? Ice.
Metal for sure, because I haven't really seen, like, I have any type of show that has like elements, which is really big in almost any cartoon or animation or anime. I've never seen a lot of metal stuff. I've seen the woods, the fires, the waters, the ices, the all that other stuff, but metal I haven't seen, so I'm really excited to see like what the metal element guy has to offer.
Brennan.
I want to see what Wood's about because, like, Wood? Like, Wood? What is your, the tree's gonna, like, is it gonna be like, you guys watching Black Clover, anybody?
I haven't watched it, no.
Damn it. Well, for those who are fans who watch Black Clover, our masked gentleman, one of the captains, his power is the ability to, like, grow these trees out of nowhere that are just immensely powerful. It's pretty dope. But I wouldn't call that Wood power either. I'm just curious to see how this particular element stands up to what we've seen from the others. So yeah. I want to see the Wood.
Naruto has a Wood. I know you ain't watched it, but Naruto has like a Wood style person, and he's fucking cold. So that's like, would it be Wood for me too? But I've seen Wood, and Wood can really get after it. Because the different ways you can use Wood, and they show it in Naruto, it's like, damn, I never even thought of that. But it's pretty dope.
I think metal, fire, earth and wind
yeah.
are much more versatile, and water are much more versatile and terrifying than wind than wood. But my mind can be open.
Yeah, you'll have to see it. It's dope.
Yeah, I want to see metal, but I think for what you said for wood, I think wood's gonna probably be in a sense of like earth also.
There's an earth one too.
Oh, yeah. So it's strictly wood. I don't know. I don't. Yeah, yeah. I feel like
you'll just build get lit up by out fire. Of this house for you, bro. You need a bridge right now. We need a bridge. Get these troops across. Wood the element right here. I got you.
We need shelter for tonight. Wood guy.
Yeah, because it is. It's earth, water, fire, metal, and wood.
Wood. Like, I'm like, yo, like, when they were writing this, I'm sure they were just like, wait, we need to have five, though. Like, what can be the fifth? Somebody was like, electricity. Like, no.
Let's do wood. But again, kind of like what we talked about before, is just like, is it going to be like an overcompensating thing to where it's like, I don't have what everybody else have, but I'm dope as fuck. Like, you know, like the Yamcha and the DBZ fight is like, I'm wood. Like,
yeah,
you on paper, I sound trash, but when you see me in action, I really get after it.
Yamcha is the third strongest human being on Earth in that show. So,
Rob,
yeah, I think I'm with Brennan on this. I think the one I'm looking forward to is Wood, just because I kind of have seen some like a little bit of metal bending type stuff, like on Avatar on Korra. I kind of have an idea of what that might look like. But I'm just not really sure how Wood works at this point. What I'm guessing is that Wood is a very loose interpretation, and it's more just like plant bending in a way. Another thing that kind of shows up in later seasons on Avatar, but I'm assuming it's going to be like, you know, vines and grass, and like, you know, you can grab people, I would think. Because yeah, if you're just like, if you're just making like wood armor, I don't really know what that's going to do for anybody. Like, how do you make that work? So that's the one I'm kind of anxious to see.
Set that shit on fire, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's nothing. Come on. So I really don't know what wood bending looks like, or what the wood axis looks like. So I'd be interested to see that.
All right, this is the last question. Season one. Tanjiro season one. Do you think he can come in here... Only Tanjiro, so don't use your Tanjiro knowledge of what you saw from the manga, guys. All right? Brennan, we know you haven't read it, so it doesn't matter. Just season one Tanjiro, do you think he comes in here and holds his own against these demons that we've seen so far?
But is he 1v1ing everybody?
I mean, yeah, he doesn't have a Nosuke. It's just one-on-one. It's just one versus however many comes. Like, even if it was one versus those three guys that came in. It's the same versus like how the fire guy had to fight 3-on-1. He just took him out quick. If that was Tanjiro there instead... that to fight all three, how do you think he lasts in there? Season one Tanjiro only. I personally think, season one Tanjiro, I think he has an issue. I think he has a big problem. I don't know. Yeah, man. I think
Hold on, real
tough.
Quick. Is he still cut their head off, they die?
I think he just has to... I think it's different. These demons are different. So he just has to somehow beat them. So however he has to beat them, whether it's like if their head gets cut off and that's how they lose, if he cuts their torso off, you know, cuts their heart, I don't know. He just has to win this fight. I think he had a lot of trouble, but I think he eventually pulls it up. From what I've seen, his will just gets him through it. And I feel like he's very intelligent. He's a very smart fighter. He's a very willed fighter. I think he... gets his ass mollywopped way more than the fire element did in this thing, though. I think he gets fucking damn near destroyed, almost beaten damn near to death, and his will. And I guess you could use his sister, of course. You can use Nezuko. Why can't they forget their name? Nezuko. You can use Nezuko to help out. And, you know, she probably hit him with a little bit of blood, fire, art or whatever like that. And then he probably pulls it off. But other than that, I think he's damn near death at the end of that. Brennan.
I think Tanjiro can take out the first two guys that the fire guy took out, like, in 5 seconds. But that peacock, no sir.
Oh, wow. I know you're a Tanjiro fan, too.
No, I say that. He could take out those first two. But that peacock, bruh, too much. Like, he starts shaking them feathers, making people, nah, bruh. Like,
shaking tail feather?
Nah, the tail feather was a bit too much. Like, especially after he ingests all the other people and just... I see Tanjiro.
I shook his tail feather on camera, guys.
I did not.
Yes, you definitely did shake your tail feather on camera.
I hit the mono. Please watch the YouTube. I hit the mono. Thank you very much. Shout out to St. Louis.
So, yeah. I think that the first two would get the work from Tanjiro. He would be a little tired after that. And the third one, I would hope that Tanjiro would be smart enough to run away.
Wow. No blood art. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Nice.
Tanjiro's winning. Like, Tanjiro's a... If...
Season one,
I'm not even talking about the manga Tanjiro. It's not even close. But season one Tanjiro, just the spider fight is what helps me be okay with saying that.
He did lose a fighter fight, but his will
alone, I think it's to Kenan's point. It's just like his will alone. It's like he's not gonna stop. I think that it's a close fight.
He has no hoe in him. We know this, but I don't think he has enough strength in him.
But I don't, because that's again. I think from the point of he's gonna under. It just depends on if he comes out how the demon comes out. If the demon comes out full force off top, then I think that, you know, he can beat Tanjiro. But if Tanjiro, like, blood with the blood art, with Nezuko, I think that's the way to help him over. I see him winning it. It'll be a close fight, but I see Tanjiro getting it out just off of sheer will alone. And I think that the demon will kind of underestimate him. And that the underestimating him will be his demise.
Rob.
If it's one-on-one, like just Tanjiro, well, I guess not one-on-one. If it's Tanjiro alone, I don't think...
Technically, he's going to be...
Because if it's just Tanjiro alone, I don't even think he gets to I don't think he pushes the guy to final form.
No.
I don't think he does. If Nezuko's there, he barely gets the guy to, like, he beats the guy, because of course Nezuko's gonna step in and he's gonna go, oh my god, Nezuko,
yeah,
I have to, like, get my broken ass body back together, and he will summon enough power to push him to final form, and then he will lose. I don't think he's got this. I just don't think he's got it.
The setup.
Just season one Tanjiro, that's what I'm saying. Manga, obviously, different story.
Okay, that's
the end. Damn, I hate y'all. Y'all didn't have to talk about the manga. Why would you?
Honestly, manga, all three of them, I feel like, Zenitsu and Insoke, I think they went in too, honestly.
Eventually.
Not off top. Not season one.
Yeah,
but manga versions of all three of those guys,
The pillars, though.
The pillars will wipe
pillars.
Okay, guys, cool.
Yeah. The pillars.
Cool. I'll go with the pillars, but we'll be seeing. Now, about the manga. Alright.
Read the manga, bro. If you can make... You made an exception for My Hero. Make an exception for Demon Slayer.
I tried to. I got like 15 pages in and said, nah, I'm good.
Bro, you really? You're not gonna...
Somebody gave you a gift and you just didn't read the gift that they gave you. I thought somebody gave you one of those.
Nope.
You're gonna wait 4 years until this shit is done. Longer than that, possibly.
I'm perfectly comfortable.
He's gonna savor
it. We got Chinese anime coming out, killing the game. We got American anime coming out, killing the game. Like, we got plenty to do in between. I'm good.
Savoring every last bite,
Brandon. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not gonna let you wait. I'm not gonna let you wait that long. I'm going to eventually say something.
And I'm never going to talk to you. No. I guess it just really depends on how you want to value our friendship.
Oh, is it? Man, is come it on. I know we just say that, but is it really like you would never talk to Keenan again?
I would not be on this podcast anymore.
But would you talk? But you would talk to Keenan though.
No.
Really?
Specifically because I specifically, very seriously said, don't do this shit.
Do not
do
this.
Respect it. True. And we got nothing else to talk about.
It's the principle of it. I feel you.
We got nothing else to talk about.
I feel you.
And then, all right.
Anyways, oh my god!
All right, let's get into our likes and dislikes and our overall score of this these first three episodes. Also, and do you want to see the last? I guess which would be 5 episodes to end the season 1 of 8 episodes. I'll go first. What I like about it, of course, the animation. The animation, the action was absolutely beautiful. I haven't seen something like this in a while. My eyes lit up. Just watching these fight scenes, I was happy. I will say what I didn't like was the subtitles. I think we're going to probably all agree on that. That shit was just so fast, at times inaccurate. I felt like I was, like I said, I felt like I was an idiot, like I was in the slow reading class, like I was on the slow reading side of school, where it's just like, all right, Keenan, take your time. So that's the only thing I really hated. Also, what I hated is that it was only 3 episodes that is not finished yet. So, I will say that I am 100% looking forward to the next 5 episodes whenever they finish them. I will be watching them. Hopefully, episode 4 comes soon. I might even wait to watch episode 4 to see if they're going to have 4 and then come out with the rest of them a little bit later so I can just binge them all at once. So, I thoroughly enjoyed this. I had a good time. 3 episodes. Non-stop action. I feel like there wasn't too many dead spots in here. Gave me just enough story. It was dense at times. Overall score out of these 3 episodes, I will give it a 7,500.
Rob. So obviously I had some issues with some of the animation. Obviously the fights pretty much across the board were absolutely gorgeous. I was pretty annoyed at first at like clearly the lack of attention that had been paid to the rest of it, but you know, considering what they had to work with and just the clear amount of skill that went into the fight animation, honestly, by episode 3, even though they were still doing the same thing, it was kind of like watching Overlord, where I was like, oh man, these CG like moments really look bad. By the end of the movie or whatever, I just didn't notice them anymore. It was similar, so I can't even really knock it that much, and they're working with way less than whatever the fuck Berserk had. So yeah. You know, it's the art in it is gorgeous. I ended up really liking the story. I thought it, you know, it was tragic, but, you know, real. I'd 100% also be interested in seeing more of the show. I would definitely watch, you know, the other 5 episodes. I also really thought, you know, it had moments of comedy, too. Like, for as bad as the subtitles were, there were some moments where I laughed. Like, when he was just like, yeah, like, my ducks are so delicious. Like, you can pan fry them, sear them up, and, like, their little buttholes clenched or whatever. I legitimately chuckled. That was like, so that was funny stuff. I liked the show a lot. It felt like watching a little mini movie. Like, you could put all of these together, and it would be, like, you know, a little short animated film. I would watch more of them like that. You know, if they put them out, like, 3-4 at a time, just put them all together like a movie. I would watch that. It was really cool. That being said, I would give this a 7,800. I really liked it.
Nice.
Animation was great. Story was fun. I think the little brother dying, I think that was kind of, I knew they was going to die just when how they introduced him and how they made somebody that quick bond. You just had to know. I knew one of them was dying. Like, one of y'all going to die.
Back to anime.
Overall, great story. Great. A lot of fun. I enjoyed the animation. I didn't really have no gripes about the animation. Subtitles, obviously my least favorite part. Something that I do want to say about this that isn't really on the actual show, but it was something that's attached to it that I really enjoyed seeing, is when I was doing research about this show, trying to figure out like what season 4 was, there was somebody that made a comment on like some anime page about it, and on the message board, they were just like, hey, I loved it, and they were just giving a review about the show, but they had like broken English, and it looked pretty rough, and then somebody commented like, hey bro, like what the fuck is wrong with you, like I got what you're saying, but you typed that horribly. And then somebody else was like, hey, man, this, from the sound of it, from the looks of it, this isn't this person's first language. English isn't their first language, but they wanted to interact with everybody. And so stop being a dick, because you don't know. Like, you don't know that, you know, if this is this person's first language or not. So I really like that. I think that, especially to Rob's point, he was talking about the internet, how it can be a really dark place. They took that as an opportunity. Like, granted, that person said something fucked up, but then somebody else was like, hey, man, like, this is, English might not be that person's first language. And I think it was really good to show, like, the good elements of people. Like, yeah, there's dicks, but there's also really, really good people that say nice things and have these people's back. So, overall, for the show, I enjoyed it a lot, and I give it an 8,000.
Ready?
I really enjoyed the show. Black's my favorite thing that happens in anime shows is I didn't feel like they really built the world or the characters that well individually. But everything else they did a really good job of, outside of the flare.
Three episodes, man.
I know. But it's like, even in those three episodes, they introduced so many people. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many elements? How many side characters? How many uncles? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just so many people, you know? And so for me, I'm like, this is a dope show that I definitely want to see more of. But I think that, you know, those, like, story-wise, I think they tried to do too much in too little time. But overall, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, I'm going to rewatch these fight scenes a few times because they're really good. And there's no way you can see everything that happens one time watching it through. It's impossible. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think that I really enjoy that. I want this show to continue. I'm going to be on board to watch it. And I will give this a 7,300 overall because I feel like it has a lot of upside and has a lot of ability to get a much higher score if they actually had a real staff and had a real budget to make this happen. And when they get that, this is going to be top tier anime, no question. Maybe except, and I'm just, I can't wait to see what this wood dude does. I really can't. Like, you know,
he better be the comedy, man.
The unsung hero, I will say, like Rob was saying, is the comedy of this show. Can you imagine if the wood guy's the comedy aspect where he's just like horny all the time? It's like, I got wood. Like,
oh my God. All right, you know what's funny? When you said your favorite part that was missing, I think you're gonna say they didn't have any Mr. Me Too moments for you. That's what I thought you were gonna say. Noah.
And did the old man hit on on?
Yeah, there was a Mr. Moment in there. They just had to do it.
That's funny. They get out the
Chinese animation. They got to do it too, man.
It was really, really hard to follow the story. Like, you have to pretty much stop and rewind it a bunch of times. And it's just like, I actually thought Ice was going a different direction with the comments when he was reading it and saying that it was a plot twist. This is the guy who wrote the subtitles for the whole show. You know, who's in the, you know, that's what I thought he was going to go. It's like, oh yeah, because like the thing that really killed me about the subtitles. Yes, they were super fast, and yes, some of them were wrong. But sometimes you see Chinese lettering come up, and there just be no English subtitles at all.
Nothing.
Yep. Like, literally nothing. I'm like, tough. I know they just said something. I heard it, and I see it. You know, like, nothing. So,
or it would be something that's just like, I know the translation is usually bad, but some of those translations was like, fam, that can't be what they said.
Yeah, I was doing mental math in my head trying to figure out what it was, and then by that time I've missed the next two or three subtitles.
Yep. Yeah, you got to rewind. That's why you have to rewind. It's like you'd be like, because I remember one of them was literally one frame. One of the subtitles was like, I literally had to like go back and then pause it, just get like a short sentence. Like, oh okay, I see what this is now. But this is
like,
truly
so you think you can read fast? Like, this is the final boss of speed reading.
Absolutely.
But yeah, man, I thoroughly enjoyed the show. I think it's really good. I think it's definitely worth the watch if you're an anime fan. Definitely wouldn't recommend it to a new anime watcher in any sort. Like, they would. If I was a new anime watcher and you told me this is what anime is like, I'd be like, fuck out of my face. Like, I don't know what just happened. Yeah, that looked cool, but what the fuck just happened? Right. You know, kind of thing. So I think this is a very much so, like, you're an advanced anime watcher. You're really about this life. And, you know, like, then I'd say, yeah, this is a good one to check out. Because it's just, like, this one for me just, like, whets your appetite more than anything. It's like, this is what this animation is going to look like. This is what the story, this is the depth the story possibly has. But it doesn't actually accomplish all of it. Because it can't. You know, it's just, that's too tall of an order for what they were given. So, I really
felt like an hour-long pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So wait, Brendan, what was your rating, Brendan?
7,300.
My bad.
7,300.
Okay. So we all in the same. I got the highest score. That's crazy.
I thought I had the lowest. I'm going to have the lowest score for once. That's crazy. I think this is overall dope. Let us know what you think in the comment section of this, and are you excited to see the next five episodes of this show? Always, you know, in the comment section, answer all the questions. We will be in the comment section, especially on YouTube. Go ahead and drop your stuff, guys. Rob.
I'm Arvy Danger on Instagram. You can find me there. I'm on Twitter too, but I don't post much. Somebody reached out to me recently on there, so thanks for reaching out and let me know you listen to the show, enjoy it. I'm also in the YouTube comments. I've been checking in on the comments on YouTube, so if you want to say what's up, drop by there.
Nice.
Cool. What's up? Just real quick, I got somebody that want to say what's up to y'all because he watches the podcast and stuff. Say what's up, buddy.
What's up?
Yo.
Hey, yo, what's going on, man?
High squared right here, man. What's up?
What up, though?
They saying what's up.
Oh, I guess he can't hear.
Yeah.
He just wanted to say
what's up. That's all.
That's
you tell can catch me.
Tell him to finish Demon Slayer.
Hold on. You can tell him here.
I need you to finish Demon Slayer, sir. I hope you enjoy it.
He said he needs you to finish Demon Slayer. He hopes you enjoy it.
All right.
Dope.
Yeah, you can find me on Ice on Instagram, ice.mcgowan, and then on Twitter, ice_mcgowan.
Brennan?
I am at Mr. Producer Face and all the things.
Keenan Baker on every single thing. Animation Podcast on all things. Cash App Animation Podcast. My pick is next. I looked up Jujutsu Kaisen, and it's not finished yet. That's what I actually wanted to review. So I'm gonna make a pick, and I'm gonna just go with Gata High School, which is a lot of people been actually pushing for. They've been actually asking us to review it.
Some of us may have already seen it.
I think Brennan already finished it. I watched some of it. I'm just gonna start from the beginning and rewatch it because I did enjoy the first few episodes. So Gata High School, guys. So watch that with us. We'll be doing I think it's only 12 episodes, so we're going 4 episodes a piece. We'll knock that out fairly quick. So we'll see you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. Oh, I got a Venomation.
Peace out.
Peace.
And so anime was solved forever.